is Wednesday, my dudes.
Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Pull List. My name is Lex, and I'm here with my co-host, Simon. Simon, what's up, man? That's your normal voice. You have to talk like that.
Hello.
If you are unaware of what you're listening to, this is a podcast where we review comic book trades. Some people trade weight. Some people call them trade reviews. You can call whatever you want, but that's what we do here. This week on the podcast, we are reviewing a book called Superman Madman Hullabaloo. Now, I picked this book because it's short. The last book we read was a bunch of issues, and I'm lazy. So I like to give us an easy win every other week or something like that. And I love Madman. He's my favorite comic book character in all of comic books. Like, yeah, people know that I love Electric Blue Superman and Donatello and other characters like that. But Madman is, for me, is wacky, zany comic books through and through. Like, everything about him and his world is just like almost a play on comic books. You know what I mean? Mm. I love the character and how silly he is. And so, and his books are kind of hard to get into because there's so much, and they change publishers multiple times throughout his runs: Tundra, Image, Dark Horse. And so it's hard to like pick a starting point. I thought this was a safe bet because we both like Superman. And like I said, it was a short read. So Superman, Madman, Hullabaloo. What'd you think, Simon?
When I first saw the cover, I was like, oh, it just, the cover didn't sell me on it too much. So I know very little about Madman. I only know what he looks like and what his name is. So when I say very little, I literally mean almost nothing.
Yeah.
But I figured, you know, he seems like a pulpy character.
Mm-hmm.
And the pulp version of Superman, and not pulp like the murdery kind of comics that came out that were pulp, but I just mean like that early version of Superman, very hokey version of Superman, is one of my favorites. I really enjoy it, even though it's corny. That's why
he should always be like that. Yeah,
that's why I love it. I feel like overly serious Superman isn't very fun. So, you know, I was excited to kind of dive in and see what this was all about and see how they were going to mix together. So, I mean, you said it off recording, but I feel like it's perfect. It's like, you know exactly what you're getting.
This isn't going to be Kingdom Come, or this isn't going to be any, you know, epic Marvel tale. This is going to be silly.
Yeah. If you've ever read like Batman versus Spawn, like the first version of that came out, mm-hmm. this is very much the opposite of that book, but similar in that.
Yeah.
You like know
the gravity of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's dive into the issue summaries. Another reason, though, before we do into issue summaries, is that I always talk about Madman, and I always talk about Madman with Simon. And I feel like we don't really get an opportunity to ever read any of his books because it is kind of, it's weird. And a lot of the stuff is mentioned in like one, even in this book, they mentioned random things. And you think that it plays into like another story, and sometimes it does, but a lot of times it's just the world they live in is weird. So if they say something, that's just something that you just have to accept as part of, that's just a weird thing that happens in the, you know, the reality that they are in. So Superman, Madman, Hullabaloo, issue number one, story and art by Mike Allred. The Man of Steel meets the Man of Madness as two of comics' most unique and revolutionary heroes cross over, and how. In each of their respective universes, Superman and Madman are involved in scientific experiments, the results of which propel the unsuspecting super beings into one another's universe. The only thing is, each takes half of the other with him, creating two confused heroes and one big hullabaloo. It's wackier than Red Kryptonite and more bizarre than Bizarro when two worlds get an even stranger visitor from another planet, Super Madman. And it doesn't stop there, because unexplainable things begin to happen all around them. So the unexplainable has to be explained and the impossible made possible.
Yeah, this is like written with people that written by someone that English isn't their first language.
All right.
Bizarre when two worlds get even stronger with each other.
This is, I was wondering, you know, every time I recommend something, I'm like, ah, Simon's going to hate this. With this, I get it. I get it. But at least you get a little bit of a backstory in Madman. So you didn't know anything about Madman. So the first page, first couple pages starts out with kind of a backstory on him.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Yeah, I thought that was cool, kind of seeing how he was put together and that, you know, he's like wearing a costume over basically a Frankenstein body. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, I am kind of curious, though, like maybe you could do a little rundown of his power set, because I don't really see that. He just seems like a dude. But yeah, I mean, that little bit of a background was pretty cool. And seeing his relationship with these other people and their little bit of background, I thought there was a lot of attention put into those little bit of backgrounds at the very beginning. I guess just so it's like, hey, you probably don't even know what the hell this is. You bought this because it has Superman on the cover.
Yeah.
Let's give you a little rundown.
Let's talk about Frank's powers. And sorry, if you don't know who Madman is, his real name, his current name, I don't know. It's not, because it's not his real name. He doesn't know what his real name is. His, if you don't know who Frank is, that's Madman's actual name. His name is Frank Einstein, which I love because it's so many different things. It's the two different heroes of the scientists that put them together, Frank Sinatra and Albert Einstein. And then it's also Frankenstein when you put it all together. So very clever, very silly. Frank's resurrection altered his body, giving him various supernatural abilities. He possesses a supernatural intuitive talent for learning, allowing him to instinctively learn any skill and gain knowledge at a superhuman rate. He possesses supernatural physical coordination. His agility and reflexes are far superior to that of an ordinary man. His tendons and connective tissue are more elastic, and the nerve endings transfer stimuli faster. Pretty crazy. Okay. He also has manifested numerous psionic abilities that border on the supernatural, including the power to obtain information about an individual by making physical contact, empathy, and clairvoyance. He's also able to perceive the future, sometimes manifesting in vague dreams while asleep, other times in clear thought. But he doesn't have complete control over any of his psionic abilities. He's a Superman in his own right. But yeah, I think that you would like the world of Madman on its own more than like a crossover between like the DC comics that we.
Well, I can definitely. Yeah, I can kind of agree with that. I mean, you know, as we get deeper in the story and we see more about their world, like the weird, like mutant beatnik things.
yeah, it's all weird.
Yeah, that was extremely strange. Even the other scientist that like created him, he said he like blew his head up. He's like, he's got a giant head.
He's lost in space. Yeah, he's missing. He had a brain expansion experiment. His head grew giant. It's like a giant brain. And now he kind of floats through space.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, once we get into the meat of the story, when from two different dimensions, you know, Superman's helping with one science experiment and Madman is helping with this other experiment. They just happen to be in the same place at the same time in alternate universes and kind of cross into each other. And I was surprised where they took that, because I really thought it was just going to be the old switcheroo. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it like combined the characters was very intriguing. One of them got not only the lion's share, and it's mentioned in the book, of the powers, but also the looks. They definitely spent more time on that part of the costume than they did on the other one.
Yeah, I like both of them, but I agree that definitely one looks cooler than the other. And we'll get into like the sequential art and things like that later. I'm a huge fan of like splash pages or images, and there were some good ones, like when they cross over and there you could tell they're kind of like mixing together. Looks cool, man. It looks kind of gross.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
And what, you didn't like the Superman? Superman in Snap City?
No, it's silly looking. I mean,
Yeah, so when they cross over, as Devin mentioned, Frank, aka Madman, goes to Metropolis, and he is Clark Kent in face, but his suit is sort of merged with Madman's original suit, which it looks really cool.
Yeah, that one looks good.
I think it should go in the Superman suit Hall of Fame. I think it looks real cool. And Superman ends up in Frank's body with his like zombie head, and it merges his cape, underwear on the outside, and he kind of has like a Shazam, you know, with the Madman's insignia, you know, matching his own crest.
Mm-hmm.
I think they both look funny. They both look great though.
Yeah. And I remember you posted that, and I didn't know what it was from. I think you posted that panel before when he puts on the glasses and the eyes pop mm-hmm. out of him.
Yeah. And it's pretty, that's interesting. I like that too. Like you said, rather than them just switching, because it's silly for Superman to switch with someone like Madman. And they reference it a few times in this where Superman is talking about how he's adjusting to this body and this level of strength. And they're like, how much strength do you need? Like, if you're adjusting to being weak, how much strength do you need? You're stronger than everybody here right now. And I also like that they didn't necessarily just swap bodies. They like just completely mixed it all up. Yeah. Like Superman has some powers still, some of his own, some of Frank's, and Frank has some of Superman's powers. Like, I don't think he can fly, but he can leap buildings, you know, in a single bound. He's strong.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. Neither one of them can really fly, and neither one of them can really jump that high, jump higher than everybody else.
Yeah. One thing there's that I do, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's a funny sequence with that, with Lois sees Clark, essentially sees Superman, what she thinks is Superman, and Frank, and basically like, well, let's just fly over there. And he jumps.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I can fly, but I can jump. And he misjudges. So he's like, hold on to me. I'm about to fall. I got to grab onto the ledge. You know, that
would be terrifying. Funny. I also like when the characters from Snap City, Madman's World, meet Clark, and then we have Frank in Metropolis, like trying to figure it out all on his own, how superhero-y Clark is. He's like, we need to get to the bottom of this, and like very methodical, and again, like a straight up the superhero going through all these things. He's been through similar adventures, but Frank in Metropolis is just like, damn, I look good. I mean, he's used to having like a zombie face.
Yeah, I look handsome.
That's like his whole thing. He's not the conventional superhero. And they even reference at the beginning, he's like, there's no superheroes in this world, Snap City. There's like aliens sometimes, like a runaway robot. There's not super villains and superheroes. So that makes sense. I mean, doesn't make sense, but as to why he's not like Superman. What did you think about the ensemble of?
I mean, to not know anything about him, I couldn't think much, but it reminded me a lot of like Doom Patrol, at least the TV show. Yeah, it's like, are these superheroes? Or are they just
weird?
What's their deal? What's your deal?
Yeah, because they have, and they introduce them so casually. It's like, this is Mott from Planet Hoople. This is a robot clone of Madman. And
yeah, like, that one was like,
just completely random.
Well, that one especially, I was like, is it a clone if it's a robot?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's great. At the end of this first issue, part one, we learn that not only, and this adds, in my opinion, a good layer to the old switcheroo, is not only did these characters mix up, you know, their complete identities, but Superman's powers also get distributed out to six other people. I think it's six other people, because Clark at one point says that he only has 1/8 his strength. And so I think it just divides up randomly.
How do you know that?
He's
not
super
you.
Brain.
I mean,
he's got super brain.
He's only got 1/8 of a super brain. So.
Yeah, that's true. It could be bullshitting. Yeah. It's good. I mean, it's not issue one. What'd you think at the end? You're probably like, what the fuck is this?
No, I mean, it was like I said, I felt like I knew what I was getting into, and it did not disappoint on that front. I didn't hate it by any means.
Yeah.
There's a lot of exposition in all of this. So you say, yeah, you say three issues we don't like to read. It's like, hey, this is a lot of reading.
This is a lot, yeah.
But, I mean, it was fun. It's fun. I like Mike Allred's work. I like his style.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool to see that. From what I've seen on other books that he's worked on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of cool. We discussed a little bit, maybe a little bit too much of his style. Maybe a little bit too much. But I was curious to see where it was going to go. And I think the other two issues handled it pretty cool. Like, I thought it was interesting that they weren't just going to be this way the whole time. So,
yeah. I remember when I bought these years ago, it was because I love Madman and I like Superman. So I was like, oh, of course I have to get these. These are going to be extremely rare books. People are going to be feeding mail in my door. I'm going to go pee real quick before we start.
All right. I might have to clean up more dog shit. Hold on.
I really hope not.
You want to pause it? Pause the recording?
All right, Slime Ball. Take it over with issue number two.
Did I tell you? So this is super random. I want you to keep this in, but this is just super random. So there aren't a lot of people named Simon that I know personally. And that's why I think it's so interesting. And Lex is a very original name too. I think it's so interesting how many people have the same names just spelled differently. And I'm like, I don't know what that's like. But I finally did meet a couple of Simons, like some toy photographies. And it's kind of fun. I call him Sime too, you know? I'm like, hey.
That's weird.
Or I call him Slime every once in a while. I was like, hey, it's kind of fun to do this.
Like, I've never met another Lex.
There's another one out there. He's gunning for you.
That could be only one.
Yeah. All right, so Superman, Madman, Hullabaloo, number two. Oh, poet and didn't know it. Eight people from two worlds have wound. I don't. So I work at a hospital, and I read that as wound. Anyway, have wound up with Superman's powers. Superman and Madman are two of them, but who are the other six? How do they get these powers, and how will Superman get them back? It's the oddest thing that's ever happened in the Metropolis. The most bizarre occurrence to hit up Snap City. It's the Superman, Madman, Hullabaloo. Yeah, so at the end of the last issue, we get a guy who looks like, and I can't remember the name of the guy. He looks like, what is it, Mr. Pink from Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, he does.
I mean, like, exactly like Mr. Pink from Pulp Fiction. Or Orange. What is he, Pink? I think he's Pink, right?
He looks like that guy. When you, if you check this book, if you're reading this book, you've already thought it.
Yeah, whatever that weird looking dude, he's a great actor. He's funny or great in everything I've ever seen him in, but I just cannot think of his name right now. Anyway, so he like gets hit by a car and he's fine. And so they end with kind of a cliffhanger on the last one. And so, you know, they take care of it very quickly in this one. Yeah. I think it's kind of funny how dangerous he seemed.
It seems very dire for Super Madman.
Yeah, and they kind of have a tussle, but he gets shot by a ray gun, but some, I don't know who the hell that is. Is that the chief from, no? I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. He looks like the chief from Freakazoid.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Except his arm is invincible. Invisible. Did you notice that? It's like a shirt sleeve and his hand holding the gun, but there's no like arm right there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
This, you mentioned it in our review of the last issue that.
Oh, he's only got one arm. Yeah. No. Yeah, I see his other hand. How weird. How weird. Yeah.
That you liked how they took this. I didn't know how they were going to do it. You know, typically when you see this kind of superhero story, they work together against a bad guy. There's no real bad guy in this.
Mm-hmm. No, that is weird. I think what I meant, well, first, before we get there, I was very confused because there's like a walking building And I went back and read. I'm like, wait, did the building get Superman's powers?
Yes. So
it wasn't until the end.
I didn't realize it had feet at first. Yeah. I was like, oh, this building's falling. He's going to go save these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I just kept reading and he's like, now the legs are disappearing. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it wasn't until later that that all kind of makes sense. But yeah, fucking weird. You know what the art style kind of reminds me of? And some of this, like especially Mad Men's team, mm-hmm. is like C-Lab or Frisky Dingo or...
Yeah, I really like C-Lab.
What's that last one that John H. Benjamin does? The Archer. Really reminds mm-hmm. me of Archer. Lady's got some low-hanging fruit there. But what I was kind of referring to as far as like how they work together, you know, it's a three-issue series. And they do some figuring out in this second issue before they split them back up again. Superman's still not up to par, not up to his standards of strength. But I think it's neat that they use the remainder of the two issues to like, okay, they're going to do this in Metropolis first, and then they're going to do this in Snap City. And I thought that was kind of neat that they like, he went here, clean that up here. Oh, the rest of the powers are here.
Reading this issue, I just think it's unpredictable. I have no idea what's going to happen next.
Yeah, it's so goofy. They get in a fight with legitimately, like a little girl.
You can legitimately write it, and I know you can do that technically in any story, but in this, you can literally just say the most random thing and put it in here, and it works.
It kind of seems like they wrote the plot with Mad Libs a little bit.
Yeah. That's Mad Men for you, man.
And then, yeah. And then they walk to the park and a little girl.
I laughed out loud at that part, though. Because I love the parallel between Superman and Mad Men. So, like, Superman goes in, saves the day, the kid's safe, everybody loves Superman. And then Batman swoops in to do the same thing. And then he just gets decked by this little girl. And it's funny, man, to see he's not Superman.
Right. Yeah. Not only that, well, and he's still sharing some of the powers, but yeah, he just gets the shit smacked at him. One of my favorite parts of that altercation is like he's talking to the mother of the girl and she's like, yelling at him for, you know, assaulting her little girl or whatever. And then he's like, listen, I'll sue you for your daughter being a terrorist. How about that? And she like takes him seriously. Yeah. She's like, oh, wait, well, maybe we can rethink this whole thing. That's really great.
One of my favorite moments of this issue is when Madman's on the swing and talking to Superman. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love it when something's like super silly and just off the wall. And then it has this almost break in the complete story and just the vibe of everything. It's this complete break, and it's this existential moment that's actually really kind of serious. And then it goes automatically back to being weird. It's kind of like in the previews for that Barbie movie where they're like singing and dancing, and she's like, do you guys ever think about dying? I love that for some reason.
Yeah.
And so in this, he's just talking to Superman for a second, and he's like, do you believe in God? And it's like, what? Like, where did that even come from?
Well, and I think that is kind of interesting. It's like Madman feels the power that Superman holds, and he even says, he's like, well, you're kind of like a god, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, man, I'm just a dude.
Right. I do love that. I love this entire conversation, because that is something about Madman, is why he is in his head all the time, is because he did die. And even he mentions, I don't know if it's real. I don't know if even this is real, but like, he's so messed up from that experience that that's why he's asking this question. And like you said, he had Superman's powers. He's like, how do you deal with it? How do you even live like this? And it was just a cool little moment between the two of them. And it got me thinking, like, I don't think I've ever read a conversation with Superman like that about, you know, like a higher power.
Right.
So it was interesting to see. And then immediately he like steps in dog shit And then they go and save those kids.
Yeah.
It's such a weird moment, but I love it, man. It's got to be my favorite moment.
I didn't even notice the dog shit. Yeah, it's very strange. But the way they find some of these powers is so odd. You know, the guy with the health food restaurant, and he's like doing it super speed, but there's something, again, we find out this chaos agent at the end.
It was like, confusing, why? Though.
Yeah, it's like, what's the deal with the vegetables? There's too many now? What is happening?
Yeah.
The way it's written is very odd. And, you know, even though this is Metropolis, I don't know. I only know who Lois is. So I don't know any of these. I don't know the scientist.
You know the scientist. I don't know anything. He was in the cartoon. He works with Star Labs. He's that dude. Sure. Hamilton. Well,
it just seems, I don't, whatever. Unfamiliar.
Yeah.
But okay. I know what you're talking about now. When you refer to the cartoon.
I love how simple this is. It's because we read some great stories. We read some really intricate stories. And part of me reading this, I was like, I can just sit back and I don't even have to think about it almost. I can just go through. Like the device that they get the powers back just looks like a flashlight that they stick on their forehead. There's not any, and they don't need to explain it. They don't need to break it down. He's like, I figured it out. I'm a scientist and this is what I made. That's all you need to know.
It just works.
I love the simplicity in that. Not saying it's good or bad, but I just love the simplicity of it. You don't know Jimmy Olsen, man? He was there?
For like a split second, dude. It's
Superman's best friend, man.
Yeah.
I like how they're not all these people. I really appreciate that they're not all super, like, not bad guys. Like, the first guy that we see is a bad guy. He's going to shoot Superman in the head. Yeah. But this dude is just working really efficiently, man. Business is booming because he's so fast.
Yeah. Well, the way he explains it, he was like, I wanted to make, you know, fast food, healthy fast food. And I thought, my adult brain, it's like, did he just get a business loan today? Like, he started that business today while he was fast? Yeah. And that's why he's fast, healthy food? Yeah. Or has he owned it for a while?
Anyway. Yeah, now he's just really fast at it.
Nobody says anything about this guy at super speed?
No. It would be odd to go to a restaurant and there's this guy that's running around. He's like cooking the food and passing it out. He's just a one-man shot. Yeah. Did he get the loan that day? Where the rest? He just fired everybody. I don't need you guys anymore. I can do it all. This issue ends with them going back to Snap City. And in an M. Night Shyamalan alum twist, we do have a bad guy. We do have an antagonist. I totally forgot about it. And it's Mr. Mixyez Pidilik. I always say Mixy Pidilik, but they break it down in a different way in this.
Yeah, I always said Mixlepick.
Yeah.
But so, there's an extra Z in there.
Yeah. I really love
that. Starts in issue 3.
Yeah, I'm just saying because at the end of it, they say Super Madness, or they call me Mr. Mixy Pidilik on the last page. I really love these pop images on the end of every issue. They look really cool.
And some Lichtenstein stuff going on.
I'd posterize, not this one, but the first one. Let's put a pin in this. Superman. Superman, Madman, Hullabaloo, issue number 3. Superman and Madman have swapped powers. Angry, hyper-powered feminists have taken over City Hall. The streets are full of hungry zombies. There's only one fella that could create all of these problems, and it's up to Superman and Madman to put an end to his escapades. But how?
Yeah.
And it is Mr. Mixy Pidilik.
Yeah, this is... So, we've talked about the artwork a little bit. Mm-hmm. To me, this is where it fails. Mr. Mixy Pidilik, if I said that correctly...
I don't think there's a wrong way to say it. If someone's like, actually, you're a prick.
Yeah. He especially later in the issue, looks real bad.
Yeah.
Like, he just does not know how to draw him. I don't know.
Looks like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, he looks really... And I understand that he's supposed to look cartoonish, but I don't know. It just... I thought it didn't look great. But there's some really interesting... This is where it gets really odd, because being in Snap City, you're like, okay, in the first issue, they're talking about these, like, beatniks, irradiated beatniks or whatever, and now they're
just
back.
Just hanging out in the sewers, just doing poetry and freaking listening to jazz music.
It reminds me a lot of like Toxic Avenger, you know, it's so odd, trauma movies.
Yeah, it is odd, and I love that there's just this underground, lots of. So we've talked about Patastic, our comic book, a lot of times, and it reminds me of an extreme version of some of the ideas that we had, or if like every idea that we had, we put into a book, like all of the silly conversations
There are no bad, nothing bad here. Yeah.
All our random, like 5-hour conversations, making up random stuff. We just put it all in. And that's what it feels like. Like, I love the underground rocket station that goes from city to city, and they're like station wagons instead of actual rockets. Silly things.
No cool looking car. It's not smooth, it's not a bullet train. It looks like you said, like a station wagon.
Yeah, it's so weird, man. What stuck out to you in this wrapping this story up?
Some of the just the way some things are heightened, you know. The deal with like the zombie was really pretty messed up. I was like, yeah, I wanted to bring him back to life. I feel like this wrapped up lady is like kind of racist, you know. She had a black guy in the background, and she's like, oh god, he just scared the hell out of me. I thought he's gonna kill me. But the zombie is really odd. They say some strange things like, you get him from the front and I'll get him from the back, we'll take him down together.
Yeah, it's really weird because you just have this voodoo master that's only in a couple of panels, doesn't really have any, doesn't do anything after that, he just leaves.
Well, yeah, he's just a guy practicing voodoo. He's like, oh, my brother died a couple of weeks ago and I wanted to bring him back. The feminist thing was funny, but it was so random. I guess I should have just known that, again, to expect anything, like random or not, whatever.
Yeah, so many random things. Like they get to the underground cave or whatever, and he's like, Bonnie has prepared a wonderful buffet. And it's just like the spinach all, I don't know if that's an ongoing thing. I've read a lot of Batman comic books, I don't remember it, but they're just going to town on these giant bowls of spinach.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even acknowledge it. It's just something that's happening in this book.
Yeah, odd.
So weird, man.
Well, and they kind of pair off weird. Everybody's trying to have sex with somebody.
Yeah, it's like a couples retreat. That's what Dr. Gail Gale says.
Yeah.
Dr. Gail Gale. There is a part that I wanted to ask you about that I didn't know if you would have an opinion on. They use this word a few times. I guess it's not in this one. They use a word, Genchi. They say, oh, you're the Genchiest. Really Genchi. That's a madman thing. It's our friend Pat made up the word Niskrome. It's like that. Genchi is just like, that's neat, man.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was like shock, you know, shocking or whatever.
You'll see sometimes if you're listening to this and you follow Mike Allred or anybody, madman fans online, sometimes he'll just reply and say Super Genchi, and that's just, it's a word that they made up for Madman.
Fucking nerds, man.
Beatniks.
No, that's cool. Now, I thought it was odd when Mr. Mixlipidalic gets like a buff bod. That made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, very prominent crotch.
It's just so odd.
It's like, you guys love this. I know you do.
Yeah, look at it. Look at it. But the way that they kind of solve this whole thing is
silly.
Super silly.
Silly, 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 silly.
Right here, before they start playing Twister, is probably one of the worst
panels. Oh, yeah. He looks Looks like an ad from like the 1930s or something.
I don't know. Not even that good, man. It's bad. Sorry, Mike, but I don't like that one.
Yeah, it's weird.
But
I think Madman always looks good.
Yeah, he does. He does. And he really does have that pulp. I mean, he gets his face down every time. Same as Superman. Yeah. Superman looks good too.
Yeah.
But he convinces him to play Twister, and because he can, you know, he's got those extra straight joints and stuff, he wins, which was pretty funny. And I like that he's like, you know, he brings up, it's like, well, since you're such a gracious winner, because Madman's like dancing around calling him a loser and stuff. I thought it's funny to see next to Superman how immature Madman is.
Yeah. And he saves the day. Like, Superman doesn't save the day in this, which is really weird, because I would imagine, and I think we talked about this before we started recording, that it's got to be hard in general to write a story with Superman, with Batman, with these huge DC or Marvel characters. Like, they don't like to do crossovers a lot, so usually they like to have their characters look the best and win and save the day. And so it's kind of cool to see Superman just like, sure, man. But he's annoying. You are annoying. Let's see how this plays out.
Yeah, but he honors the deal back, and then
they could have just fought Mixie Piddalick then and not do the Flash like head thing, because everything seems to go back to normal now that he's defeated,
right? And then the book just ends.
they do. I thought you would like that, man. They did a shout out to Hellboy, big guy.
I did like that. You're right.
They did a shout out to Big Guy, Monkey, and O'Brien. I don't know if you ever heard of those characters from that Monkey same Man. Era. Yeah, they were around that same era.
He was a Build-A-Figure from that line.
Yeah, they're the Genshiest. That's weird. It's weird because I guess at this point, like I talked about, Madman was with Dark Horse.
Hmm.
So that's why he can talk about those characters under Dark Horse. But then he was at a different studio, a different time. So it's like, now he's not friends with Hellboy and the rest of those guys anymore. It's weird. And Superman has had a crossover with Hellboy, so Superman doesn't remember Hellboy, or maybe he hasn't met him yet.
Well, I mean, I don't remember people's names.
That's true. I don't remember meeting a lot of people.
Yeah. They broke up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, that's just,
and it does. It just ends. Victory for Madman. He saves the day. All right, man. Let's talk about it. Superman, Madman, Hullabaloo. Trade paperback. You can get it right now for about $10. What did you think of this crossover?
Honestly, I thought it was innocent fun. Like you said, it's low stakes, you know, because it's got Superman in it.
It'd make one hell of a cartoon, man.
It was pretty fun overall. I think, you know, we had talked about the artwork a little bit. I like Mike Allred's style, but not all the time. And I think that some of these, you know, some of this part, maybe he was rushed. I don't know.
Yeah.
But to me, I think the biggest issue is probably the coloring. Like, they're going for the early days flat coloring. I can tell, you know. Mm-hmm. But in some cases, there's not enough contrast between the colors. So we're getting like, I don't know. It almost looks like a high contrast image where everything is rich colors coming at your face at the same time. And it's just too much. So
yeah, because all the backgrounds are flat too. Yeah. There's no contrast between like the actual scene and what's going on in the environment either. What do you think about all the characters, man?
Yeah, I mean, they were fun enough. Nothing, no big deal. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know really what to think about them. So.
Yeah. It's such a random just like word name generator. It's like they just put it all together. Even though these characters do have stories, and they reference like what issue that if there is a carrying over story, like why the Beatniks hate Madman. It was an issue number one. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that, you know, that's when I really thought, I was like, oh, he has no powers because he was afraid of them. He's afraid of three mutant beatniks.
I never realized they put a label on his powers. I always just thought he was just weird. So it's interesting to actually see all that list of powers set out.
That's probably someone just compiling the weird shit. Like, oh, sure.
Yeah. And like contextualizing it. I like Madman a lot. So you're not going to hear me say a lot of negative things about this book. It was random and silly. And I think it has you feel a little bit of the constraints from it being a crossover with a DC book. Like you can't do anything too wacky with Superman because it's Superman. You know, he's DC's golden boy. You can't have him rip anybody's head off or anything weird like that. So go on.
Sorry, I was just to add to that. I think, you know, even the inclusion of like his main bad guy or a main bad guy maybe could have been done a little smoother, because you and I were both talking about it. It's like, why is this building have legs? What does this have to do with anything? It's so random as is that mm-hmm. when you add even more random shit, you're like, am I supposed to understand this?
Yeah. Especially the legs thing and the fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. The fruit and vegetable. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's grade this thing.
Oh yeah. We grade stuff.
That's probably the safest plan of action.
Yeah. I forgot we grade stuff. We've done a couple of movies. So
yeah, we haven't
messed with the list in a while.
And my phone just died. I usually have my phone, so I'm pulling up Discord right now.
I'll go first, I guess.
Do it.
I think I'm going to go like A5. It's a piece of toast. Not as mm-hmm. toasty as I want it, but mainly it's just, mm-hmm. you know, the crossover, the playing it safe with the crossover thing. Again, it's low stakes. Like Batman versus Spawn, you could not pick those books up and you're like, why does Spawn have shoelaces in his face? I guess it doesn't matter, you know? And yeah. This, it seems like...
Oh, yeah, they carried that over to the regular universe, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, he just says like, oh, see whatever for the... Or a gift from his dark friend or something.
Yeah.
They barely mention it. And I'm sure in Superman... Well, Superman, I'm sure, didn't have any continuity with this. But I'm sure in Mad Men, the next one is like, just whatever. Just doing whatever you were doing. So, yeah, I don't know. A little bit more would have been good. A little bit more explanation, a little less wacky. But it was fun.
Yeah. I'm giving this one an E4.
All right.
It's got Superman, it's got Madman. It's good enough for me. I could never give Madman anything less than at least a mostly perfect toast. There's that white edge right there that I'm probably not going to eat.
Yeah.
We're going to leave that on the plate, but mostly perfect piece of toast. He's my favorite comic book character.
Maybe less words.
Yeah, I think we need to read. I got to go through it and see which is like a solid Madman story. I don't know. Maybe one day. It's like you almost have to have it. So this was a break from our serious, not serious, but more in-depth books. And it's like, well, now we need a more in-depth book from this.
Yeah.
The palate cleanser from the wacky.
Sure.
I love it. I'm excited. Simon, so now you know more about Madman, at least.
Yeah.
He's random as hell.
I do, yeah. It's worth looking into, I think.
Yeah. Where can the people find you?
Instagram mostly, sim_on_toast. And, you know, I do a lot of toy photography there. If you are a toy buyer and you're looking for deals, if you click in my, link tree? Mm-hmm. I have a code there, a special link that goes to Entertainment Earth. It gets you for anything on that's in stock. It gets you 10% off and free shipping over $59. And it helps me out if you buy anything. So Entertainment Earth's kind of interesting. They're a little slower getting things, but they sell a lot of like complete packs. So if you want a complete wave of whatever, they usually have it at a little bit of a discount usually. So,
oh yeah,
that's it. That's where you find me.
Hell yeah. And we are Wednesday Pool everywhere else. Check us out. Let us know what you thought about Madman, Superman, Hullabaloo. And we'll see you next time.
But yeah.